This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Welcome to the wide, wide world of crazy. I'm not talking about this radio show. I'm talking about the very world that you live in. No matter where you sit, lie, stand, run, hang, it doesn't matter. Right now, you are in the wide, wide world of crazy. The world is still being run by leftists, but we're changing that. Welcome, conservatives. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. If you want to get a hold of me this way, go tell somebody about this show. Spread the word. Tell them about our work over at theblacksphere.net. Tell them about our social media platform, teapartycommunity.org. Go tell them. Go tell them about the movie, bleedingbluemovie.com. Let them know everything you can about what we do, because what we do is going to get this world back on tilt. Tilting back in the right direction, thankfully. That's what we are focused on here at the Kevin Jackson Show. I want to begin with a few updates. So here's an update for you. It's something you probably don't know based on the shutdown. This was an NBC Wall Street Journal poll, which means it's a leftist poll. And don't tell me that the Wall Street Journal is conservative, because it's not. Pelosi's negatives shot up during the government shutdown more than any politician. Now the most unpopular politician tested in the survey. Do you know what the left is reporting? Go look at the Huffington Post. Go look at any of the leftist rags. Donald Trump blinks in the shutdown. Donald Trump loses in the shutdown. Donald Trump did Pelosi what appears to be a favor by giving her this 15-day reprieve. Pelosi begged for that. She needed that. And he gave it to her. It was a concession. Trust me when I tell you, Donald Trump is not going to let us down on this wall. He's not going to let us down on comprehensive immigration reform. Now, for those of you who don't understand history and are continuing to wonder about this, I want to remind you, the venerable Ronaldus Magnus, that would be Ronald Reagan, let 20 million illegals into this country because he did not, he trusted the Democrats. He didn't follow up. If you think Donald Trump doesn't understand history and is going to let this happen, you're crazy. Get it out of your heads that we're losing this battle. That's what the left wants you to believe. Nancy Pelosi, the most disparaged, hated politician in this poll, based on the shutdown. If you think things are going to get any better for her in negotiating with the great negotiator, you would have to be out of your mind. You'd have to be drinking the leftist Kool-Aid. Stop drinking leftist Kool-Aid. Holy cow. I get so many emails and letters and not letters, but emails and messages, okay? Smoke signals. I get so much of this from people that don't seem to get it. You're so reactionary to what you, oh, Kevin, I saw in the world just, you know, some leftist rag. It's propaganda. Haven't you figured out that the majority of the news that's being presented to you is propaganda? It's stuff that they want you to believe. It's things they want you to process and, quite frankly, move it forward. Here's what I'll tell you. More people, I hate to put you guys on blast, but more people who listen to my program, you do more work promoting the nonsense of the left than you do promoting this show. I mean, it's kind of funny to me. If I weren't laughing, they'd keep from crying. I'm saying it would be funny to me if you were out there going, man, that Kevin Jackson, he's really delivering and telling people, making them feel good and all this, and you're promoting the show. If you did this once a day, I could probably negate all the negative press that's coming from MSNBC and CNN. Their audience is shrinking by day. So, you know, we hear something, oh, and I heard Donald Trump lost. Donald Trump, he caved. No, he didn't. Pelosi caved. Pelosi goes, Mr. President, we really need you to open the government. And she went in there and begged. If it weren't for my belief that the president doesn't, you know, he's not a Bill Clinton, I tell you, Pelosi took her pillow in that Oval Office begging for Donald Trump to please do something for us. Please help me. And Chuck Schumer was right there in line waiting, too, because they got no negotiating room. And then, I don't know if you guys saw this article in the Gateway Pundit, but they're saying that think about this. How can you be against a wall when it protects so many things? And the Gateway Pundit said, these guys may be on, the Democrat Party may be on the take. They may be paid off by the cartels to do this. Money funneling in. Let me ask you, would it surprise you? I don't know if it's the case, just so we're clear. And for those listening, this is the Kevin Jackson Show. Don't be telling me, oh, this is a fact-based show and Kevin's the news. I'm not the news. I'm here to give you my opinion on happenings and kind of help you piece the world together based on what I think. And here's the good news. Most of the time I'm correct. But here's what I'll tell you. If the Democrats indeed, it certainly looks like the possibility exists that that this could happen. It's not beyond our belief, given how crooked these people are. I can tell you, if you told me, Kevin, the Mexican cartels put $1 billion of phony money into Democratic campaigns and migrated it through the banking system or whatever, it wouldn't shock me at all. I would be like, what else is new? And here's what I'll tell you. Think about this. Why don't we clean up voter rolls? Why wouldn't we? It makes sense. People die, I'll give you another story. In Texas, what they've done, they found 58,000 illegal voters in Texas. Doesn't sound like a whole lot when you look at the big, by the way, many, many more than that were registered, but 58,000 they confirmed voted. And you wonder, why don't you want to clean up the voter rolls? Who in their right mind would say, and this is issue number two, who in their right mind would say, hey, listen, we got all these illegals here. Let's let them vote. Let's give them driver's license. Let's make it easy enough to vote to where we don't know the citizens from the non-citizens. Who in their right mind would ask for that in any country? You know nothing about the politics of a country. You haven't contributed enough to say grace over, and somebody just goes arbitrarily, let's let them vote. Where does that happen? Does it happen in a company? Does it happen anywhere? In your family? In your family, you've got, 14 people in the family. Somebody comes in, to visit, and they say, we're going to have a vote on what we're going to do with grandma, okay? And the stranger you just met that you said, hey, if you happen to be in town, drop by. They're going to vote on where you put grandma. Does somebody take them in their home, or do we put grandma in an assisted living? Do you give a vote to somebody outside of your family? Of course not. How much sense does the Kevin Jackson Show, that would be me, Kevin Jackson, need to make? Talking about myself in third person. I love doing this. How much sense do I need to make before you finally go, you know what? He's right. He's right about that. I tell you what, Ted. He's right. That black guy's got his act together. Anyway, Pelosi, worst, rated the worst. Oh, my gosh. Love this. Now, that's something you can go spread and also let him know you heard it from Kevin Jackson.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, get your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We got so much to talk about in the news, I seriously don't even know where to start. Okay, so as I said, Mueller stuff, and I'm going to cover some more Mueller because I want you to hear the aftermath of Mueller. It's still going on. Over the weekend, people were still going, the Democrats are still reeling over that. And now it's going to get worse. You want to know why? Because Barr, who's got the IG looking into this Clinton stuff and all this other, you know, shenanigans going on, he's got John Durham now investigating Christopher Steele and others. He's like Columbo. He knows who's guilty. So he's just going to stick around you and needle you and tell you how much evidence he has. Have you ever watched Columbo? I mean, you got to be a little older to watch it, and nobody watches it in syndication anymore because it's like two-hour episodes. But I like watching Columbo because he's frustrating. You know, he's very unkept. He's got that old raincoat on and the cigar, and he's always in your face. He's always sharing information, and you know who the bad guy is. That's the beauty of Columbo. You see the bad guy. Now Columbo's got to figure it out. That's exactly where we are right now. The Democrats know they're the bad guys, and Columbo's on the case. And let me explain something. Columbo never blew a case. He never blew a case. Bad news for you Democrats. That's not even what I want to talk about right now. I want to talk about Joe Biden a little bit. And I got some more to talk about Biden. But I want to talk about Biden got asked a specific question. Yeah, he did. And here's what he acts cocky. He does. Joe Biden acts when he's on TV. He's kind of, oh, yeah, Donald Trump. I can beat Donald Trump. And Donald Trump is nothing. And there's no big deal. Donald Trump. I'll crush Donald Trump. In what universe? When the chips are down, Biden folds like a cheap lawn chair. And most people know this is Biden's third attempt at the presidency. Spoiler alert. Three swings and you're out, okay? No third time's the charm ending, ending for creepy Joe Biden and his dwindling supporters. I don't even know how you could possibly believe Biden to be your guy. Biden is a lunatic. I said it. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com. Even Biden realizes the futility of his third presidential run, and this is what I want to talk about in this segment. Because if you ask Donald Trump, I'll honestly tell you, when Donald Trump first declared back in 2015, maybe early 2016, I think he was in it to win it, but he still thought his possibility was a long shot. There were so many good candidates. The possibility was a long shot. Biden, on the other hand, had it teed up for him. You couldn't be better teed up except during the Hillary time, when Hillary had it teed up for her. Trump's governors, Trump's congresspeople, Trump's ordinary citizens, Trump's billionaires. And yet, Biden can't bring it over the finish line. But here's the deal, and this is why I said Biden knows his own futility. He was asked if he could have beaten Trump in the 2016 presidential elections. And creepy Joe Biden told the New York Times, I don't know. If you were to ask Donald Trump, could I have beaten Barack Obama in 2008? I think Trump would tell you, given the temperature of the country and what everybody wanted, maybe not. But I would have run a very different campaign. So I give me good chances I could have beaten him. I think that's something Trump would say. I don't think Donald Trump would concede a loss just because of Obama's popularity or whatever. I think he would have said, I would have exposed him. I would have made him answer tougher questions. I don't think Trump would concede a loss. But Biden did. He's supposed to know, folks, that he can beat Donald Trump because that's the person that he faces right now. If I'll put this a different way. If you were to ask Trump, hey, President Trump, you remember when Biden ran in 1987 or 1953? You think you could have beaten him? You know what Trump's answer would be? Yeah, I could have beaten him then, and I'm going to beat him now. I think Trump would even say something along the lines of, who cares? Anyway, I suspect hardcore Democrats were surprised by Biden's answer, particularly given the head-to-head fake news polls, the polls that suggest that Trump just give the keys to the White House to Biden, 10-point lead or more for Biden in this matchup. Why should Trump even bother to run, right? Perhaps President Trump runs on the muscle memory of that butt-kicking he gave to Hillary Clinton, a much more formidable candidate than Sleepy Creepy Joe. And even when Trump was pressed, he said, say something good about Hillary Clinton. He says, well, I'll say this. She fights hard. I'll give her that. She fights hard. Joe Biden doesn't fight hard. So Joe Biden continued, everybody says that he could beat Trump, but look, I don't know. You got to be in the game. I thought Hillary would have made a good president. That was his complete comment. Now, I love the segue to Hillary Clinton. I thought Hillary Clinton would have made a good president. Yeah, Joe? Well, 63 million actual Americans didn't. And that same group, and likely 7 million or so more, don't think Biden is going to be a good president. And they are 100% correct. But what was Biden supposed to say? Because there are people always, Kevin, people always give you the problems, but they don't give you the solution. Let me tell you what I would have said if I were Biden. I would have said, not that it matters, but yes, I would have beaten Trump. But what does matter is I will beat the 20-plus Democrats and earn the nomination. Then I get a chance to prove that I can beat Trump. No need to look back because I chose not to run. Now, see, that would have been a reasonable response. But Biden can't think on his feet. And that's why Kamala Harris stumped him on his racist past, leaving him holding his pecker in front of a world audience. And if he can't beat Harris, he can't beat Trump. So I want to know from the pollsters, because, you know, they came out with this new fake poll that said only Biden now can beat Trump in a head-to-head poll. Yeah. Pollsters are creating a fictitious lead for Trump. And I was going to go into detail. In fact, we are. I'm going to have a segment about it where we go into detail over this latest poll. But they had Biden beating Trump by 10 points back in June. And they had every other Democrat beating Trump as well by whatever figure. And Biden, who got his butt kicked in the first debate, and now is having to formulate an entirely new strategy. I'm not going to be Mr. Nice Guy anymore. But now he can beat Trump. Even when he says, I don't know. Well, we know.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Acting Customs Chief Mark Morgan is highlighting the ongoing decline in illegal alien traffic at our U.S.-Mexico border. Numbers declined for the fourth straight month in September.
This September marked the lowest number of law enforcement actions during fiscal year 2019, just over 52,000.
House Republicans are defending the State Department's decision to block a key figure in the Ukraine scandal from testifying in Congress. Talking with reporters, North Carolina's Mark Meadows says Democrats are leading an unfair process.
We spent more time in the skiff last time with Ambassador Volker than Adam Schiff did.
Ambassador Gordon Sondland was scheduled to go behind closed doors with members from three Democratic-led House committees on Tuesday. New York Congressman Lee Zeldin also says Democrats are putting on a clown show. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Battles wage amongst the brain-dead, moronic Democrats, folks. Don't take them for granted for 1 second. It doesn't matter that we're right. It doesn't matter that conservatism, pragmatism, whatever you want to call it, is the way to go. It's the smart move. Democrats are going to try to destroy us. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com. They hate that you elected Donald Trump. They hate you for this. I can't describe the level of vitriol, the level of disgust they have for you for thwarting their plans. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. You ruined their plans. And so now they got to get you back. And here's what's interesting. So they couldn't get Trump through Mueller. The witch hunt turned into a con job. So then they said, let's go back to the taxes. And on procedural things, they think that they're going to get Donald Trump. And that's going to be his obstruction from them getting his taxes. So they've gone to court, and Obama-appointed judge says, oh, yeah, everybody should have to put their taxes publicly. I don't know what the details are. So now the Congress is going through, and they're trying to procedurally say that Donald Trump, not wanting to give his taxes, which is something that's been happening for the better part of 2 years, is now procedurally obstructing justice. They couldn't get him on the Russian thing. So now he's obstructing justice because procedurally they want his taxes. He won't give them to them. And so Nancy Pelosi pretty much says, what's interesting about it is impeachment's been talked about, and multiple times Pelosi says, we have no way to impeach him, But that is the strategy. And I'm going to go back to what Al Green said, and then I want to play Pelosi's clip. Congressman Al Green, member of the Congressional Black Circus, wanted to impeach Trump, but he says, the only way we win is if we can impeach Trump.
You've been calling for starting articles of impeachment since 2017, but a new Quinnipiac poll taken after the release of the redacted Mueller report found that 66% say Congress should not start impeachment proceedings. And there's a sharp partisan divide, as we all know, with only 4% of Republicans favoring impeachment. Congressman, are you concerned that impeachment talk may actually help the president's reelection?
I'm concerned that if we don't impeach this president, he will get reelected. If we don't impeach him, he will say he has been vindicated. He will say the Democrats had an overwhelming majority in the House and they didn't take up impeachment. He will say that we had a constitutional duty to do it if it was there and we didn't. He will say that he has been vindicated. But here's what I say. We're confronting a constitutional crisis as I speak to you. As I look the people of America in the eye, I'm telling you we have a constitutional crisis. When the chief executive officer, the president of the United States, refuses to comply with subpoenas and says he will order others to do so, this creates a constitutional crisis. But this isn't the genesis of it. It started when the president decided he would fire Mr. Comey for his failure. As a result of his desire not to be investigated.
Now understand, Pelosi up to this point has known there is nothing to get Trump over. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. Donald Trump's done nothing wrong. They spent over $30 million, $35, Donald Trump's now saying $40 million on this two-plus year investigation, been vindicated. I thought on May 15th they were supposed to be subpoenaing Robert Mueller. Has anybody heard of any talk about subpoenaing Mueller? Has anybody talked about subpoenaing Barr? No, they've made a shift now because they think they've got a procedural reason to get President Trump. Here's Pelosi.
In order to have an investigation of any kind, if you want to call it impeachment or whatever, you have to have the subpoena, you have to go to court, you have to develop your case. Then we have the Richie Neal, chair of the Ways and Means Committee. The law could not be clearer. The IRS shall turn over the documents to the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. And so we feel that we'll be in strong, that's the clearest possible case. Okay. So then one more is Foreign Affairs, which has had hours of testimony from Secretary Tillerson. I've been out this morning, so I haven't heard what some of the results of that are yet. But understand that, you know, intelligence, we're getting the documents. Government reform, we've won the court case, too, actually. Financial services, we're in court right now, and this is a very good case for us, all built on investigation. Ways and means, and again, the Judiciary Committee. So we're very proud of the work that our leadership on those committees, the work that they have done, and they have taken us to a place where we get more information to predicate the next series of actions. But this is why I think the president was so steamed off this morning, because the fact is, in plain sight, in the public domain, this president is obstructing justice and he's engaged in a cover-up. And that could be an impeachable offense.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. So much to dissect here. IRS shall turn over the documents to the chairman of the Ways and Means Committee. So they want us to, they want Donald Trump. He better do this because now we've got a case. There's a cover up. Now let's just stop for 1 second and ask ourselves, okay, there was supposed to be a cover up of Donald Trump working with the Russians and getting elected. That cover up doesn't exist. So the new cover up is a guy who runs for president, who's not required to show his taxes, is now not showing his taxes. That's the new cover-up. KJRadio.com, where we make sense of the lunacy of the left. What Pelosi and others want you to believe is that Donald Trump, I mean, think about this. The idea here is that Donald Trump is feathering his own nest, that he is so corrupt, he's messing with the United States. Now, this is a man who says, I want tax breaks for all of the American citizens. He's built an economy that is the strongest in modern history. It may be the strongest ever outside of the fact that we keep spending too much money. He's protecting us from predatory trade practices that where America loses $800 billion a year. He's worked to make capitalism stronger in the sense that he's not letting the Chinese steal our intellectual property or forcing us to turn over technology transfers, which is part of the trade agreement that we had in place from the previous administration. He's protecting us from invaders, marauders, drug dealers, human traffickers, and so on. I could go on. And meanwhile, he's given up all his interest in businesses, et cetera, pushing that off onto other people, and files his required reports. But Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe that Donald Trump is obstructing justice, because you, who now have the lowest unemployment, probably the best 401ks you've had in years, and all across the board, in practically every economic indicator, you're winning, the country is winning, and Nancy Pelosi wants you to believe that Donald Trump is obstructing justice in some kind of a way. So here's what she says. She says he's required to turn over these documents now that the ruling has occurred, and that's a lie. He can continue to fight in court, and that's what he's doing. He's saying, I'm not turning over anything until we filed a new appeal, and he's going to win. And then I love what she said. Foreign affairs, we've got hours of testimony from Secretary Tillerson. What's that got to do with anything? Where's Tillerson's name come up in any of this? And she says, in intelligence, we're getting the documents. So in other words, they're trying to use the system to gather the Trump's documents. Well, they got them one other time before, and you know how that worked out. She says, government reform, as if that's some sort of a department. And then finally, she says, financial services, we're going to court. All very good for us. But here's what the statement that got me. She says, we're proud of the work of the leadership on these committees. So here's what Nancy Pelosi is proud of. She's proud of the fact that they are continuing a witch hunt against the president whose mantra is make America great again, and who, as I described, has done everything in his power to do that. They've proven without a shadow of a doubt he's done nothing wrong with the Russians. In fact, we know that this investigation now points at the Democrats, and all in order to save their butts, Nancy Pelosi says, we've done good work here. You want to know what their work is? Nancy Pelosi's job is to protect the Democrats' butts no matter what. That is what they call putting in work. Proud of the work on those committees. More information to predicate the next series of actions. Well, good luck, because let me tell you, the American people see through this ruse. But there's bigger issues going on that we'll talk about later as well. It has to do with the Electoral College.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the Internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board-certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Have you heard the stories of people, what a young woman was on to newlywed, she came home, she was sick, she's diabetic, she had 3 vials left, she didn't know what she was going to do, she thought hopefully the government would open again, it didn't, so she's not taking insulin that she needed for her diabetes, and she even said sometimes when she would go to sleep, she thought it would be easier not to wake up because she didn't take her medicine than to face the fact that she wasn't having a paycheck and couldn't afford her medicine. The father who had a child who was born and needed an operation but couldn't get onto the health insurance program because government was shut down. The list goes on and on.
The list goes on and on. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson. Nancy Pelosi just gave you the commercial for why Obamacare was completely ineffective. Obamacare was supposed to solve all those problems. She's too stupid to realize she just gave you the anti-Obamacare commercial. She just gave you the reason why we are all going, why do we have this? I'd love for her to explain it further and say, well, was she with Obamacare? What's the deal? Is she afraid to pay her deductible? Has she not reached her? Wasn't Obamacare supposed to save everybody's doggone life? That's what I was told. Obamacare has people scared to death. She just described what Donald Trump inherited because these people can't afford their health insurance. But she wants to blame it on the government. What does a government shutdown have to do with somebody going into the hospital? Somebody explain that to me. Zero. Your health insurance is in place. Go to the hospital. Go get your pills. Go to your doctor. Go get your pills. You know why that girl ain't going to get her pills? Because she can't afford the copay. She can't afford the deductible. And supposedly, she's got a chronic illness. She's the one that is supposed to be helping the most, but it wasn't. And oh, the father who's got a newborn what? Explain to me. He's already in the hospital. The baby's newborn. Aren't they being treated? Obamacare was supposed to be the pill to cure it all, but nothing. So they want to, but what they're thinking is, oh, we're going to get so much out of this shutdown from the people who can't afford this or can't afford that. Good luck with that, Nancy Pelosi. Good luck with those heart-wrenching stories about people. By the way, you all know those people don't exist, right? You do know they're fakes. They're people that the Democrats shill up. Find me a horror story. If you don't have one, create one. Oh, like the young girl. Or that man, that young man, you know, that gorilla, that Guatemalan midget that couldn't get his cleft lip taken care of and that big left foot. You know, those people. They've been all over the news. Surely you know them. Oh, you don't know them, but you know somebody like them. Maybe I can plant the seed that these people are all over. Oh, woe is me. Go ahead, plant it. You're planting a seed that Obamacare failed. It failed everybody. Jim Acosta called the president's, he called him childish. He proves that he's childish because the president canceled his trip to Iraq as well as a scheduled trip by Republicans. It wasn't like he just singled out Pelosi. And according to Acosta's own network, what Donald Trump did is within the president's prerogative. The president of the United States has the authority to direct the Defense Department to not use military assets to support a congressional delegation to military theaters. This support includes air transport and additional security procedures. It's going to cost money, right? What was Pelosi concerned about? Security for the State of the Union. Well, if you can't get it locally, you certainly can't get it overseas. You want to talk about childish? Here's what Pelosi wrote to the president. I suggest that we work together to determine another suitable date after the government has reopened for this address, or for you to consider delivering your State of the Union address in writing to Congress on January 29th. In writing. See, Pelosi is the childish one here. But Lindsey Graham, he chimed in. In response, and I'm reading this, in response to President Trump canceling Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's trip access, Lindsey Graham came out swinging against both of them, is what somebody wrote. One sophomoric response does not deserve another, Graham tweeted. Speaker Pelosi's threat to cancel the State of the Union is very irresponsible and blatantly political. President Trump denying Speaker Pelosi military travel to visit our troops in Afghanistan, our allies in Egypt, and NATO is also inappropriate. See, this is what I don't like about guys like Lindsey Graham. This is the time to really make a stance and say what Nancy Pelosi did was irresponsible. The president, in responding back to show her, to teach her a lesson, did the right thing. What is it with guys like him? I mean, I can't like this guy for more than a week before he screws up. This is the best political calculation that Donald Trump has made. I mean, and he's made a bunch. This is a great one. What are you talking about? She's going to go shore up things with NATO. Well, here's the big deal with NATO. And we have a clip from Adam Schiff on this. Maybe we'll get to it next hour. But the idea is, oh, we're ruining our relationship with our partners. Let me tell you something about fighting in the world. The United States really doesn't need NATO. NATO needs us. Am I happy that we have a group of people that supposedly have our interest in mind? Sure. The problem is they aren't paying their dues. They don't vote with us. These countries, when it comes to UN and the things that we're supposed to be for, they don't support us. So what kind of friends are they really? This is ridiculous. And so Lindsey Graham, this is his chance to really show, look, I'm all in with this president. I understand not only what he's doing publicly, but I understand the nuance of his negotiations, the nuance of his messaging, the nuance of when he's giving a beat down to Pelosi. But he, you know, what's he do? He wants to play middle of the road. Look, both of them, these are not good responses. That's like saying to your child, somebody punched you and you shouldn't punch back. I don't know how you feel, but I'll tell you exactly what I told every one of my kids. If somebody hits you, you beat the dog crap out of them. Because the lesson is, nobody else around you will want to be hit. Will want to hit you. They won't go, he doesn't just tit for tat. I'll put it into Kevin Jackson terms. Hit me, I'm going to beat the dog crap out of you. I'm going to make sure everybody around me understands you don't bother me. Now, here's the deal. I'm not going to hit you. I'm not going to touch you. My son and his buddies have this tendency to, you know, they'll push on each other and do muscle. This is where most of us have done this as kids. I don't know if the cream puff generation, Generation Z, which we're going through with millennials now, has done it. But, you know, I think most kids do that. I tell my son all the time. I go, look, just keep your hands off kids. Keep your hands off people. And I didn't grow up that way, but we're in a different time. Keep your hands off people. Because what happens then is the minute somebody puts their hands on you, you now have the ability to say, uh-uh. And you get to go off. Now, in my day, if somebody pushed you, you pushed them back. It was equal and opposite, like a muscle lick. You know, you just, it was like, oh, okay, man, you know, you got me. Like, we would play these games in the car where whoever could spot a Volkswagen first said Eber Deber, and then you give the other guy a muscle lick. Needless to say, it kept you alert, okay, because you didn't want to get hit. Well, that's the way you did, but you had to hit equal. And I remember my brother and I having these arguments about, you hit me harder. No, I didn't. Yeah, you did. You hit me harder. You know, so, but that was the way we grew up. Now, in the game is, if anybody hits you, you get to just go off. And everybody's going to go, hey, well, you should have put his hands on him. And there you go. Can't stand these guys. Anyway, the purpose of this trip was what? According to Pelosi spokesperson,
the purpose of the trip was to express appreciation and thanks to our men and women in uniform for their service and dedication and to obtain critical national security and intelligence briefings from those on the front line. Look, Pelosi and those people don't need those critical. The only person who needs that is the commander in chief. And if you want to get it, you can wait your turn. But this idea that the troops, they needed this for morale. NATO needed this because they needed to see that we are all in it. Adam Schiff said a similar thing. I'm going to play it in the next hour. It's nonsense. NATO doesn't care what Pelosi and them are doing. Everything that these leftists do are to undermine you. I go back to what I said when I opened the show. Democrats don't have America's interest in mind. Their interest is only in gaining power, prestige, and money. That's it. And their trip over there was to undermine the president of the United States. There's nothing that they've said or done that speaks otherwise. We were going to go over and bolster what's going on here. They don't know how to do it. They're not programmed to do it. And I'll tell you this, even with Obama, they would do it to a certain extent, but their real motive is to figure out how to get something for themselves, to gain some kind of power, some sort of upper hand. You'd be shocked if the black book, you know, the things that people know about each other and how they trade in their secrets, like this person that says, Lindsey Graham's a homosexual and Trump's holding them against them.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.